In 2018, amid a growing economy and a demand to grow the force, the Army missed its recruiting goal for the first time in more than a decade. Officials say they're now regrouping to make sure that doesn't happen again. As Federal News Network's Jared Serbu reports, the plan involves a change in geographic focus and a new reliance on data analytics.
In the active duty force, the Army was aiming toward a 2018 goal of 76,500 new soldiers, but it only managed 70,000. Officials think there are a multitude of reasons the service fell short, but some of them have to do with national demographics. Perhaps most significantly, the area of the country where populations are growing haven't historically been strongholds of Army recruiting. General Stephen Townsend is the commander of Army Training and Doctrine Command.
So there's this term called the crooked smile. Basically, if you drew a sort of a smiley face on a map of the United States, sort of from Virginia southward to the south and then across and up, that would be the Army's recruiting strongholds. And for decades, we have used that area to offset or mitigate our lack of performance in recruiting in the rest of the country. And that's just not going to work anymore, because that's not where the population is growing the most. And the smart young youth of America are proliferating, growing in other parts of the country. And we have to step outside that traditional stronghold, and we have to be successful.
In particular, the Army wants to focus on cities where populations are growing, especially ones where it's historically had trouble recruiting new soldiers. So far, it's identified 22 where officials think they'll be more successful if they adapt their tactics and their messaging.
We see it as a growing population. Of the people, 18 to 24 are the primary focus of our recruiting efforts. These cities have the majority of that population, 18 to 24. So some of them are not necessarily outside of traditional strongholds. So here's an example. Georgia, a recruiting powerhouse, and you would probably guess that, except Atlanta is not. We don't do so well in Atlanta, even though we do great in Georgia. Houston's another one. We don't do so great in Houston, even though we do great in Texas, another recruiting stronghold, but there's an urban area where we don't do as well as we do in the rest of the state. Miami's another one. We do great in Florida. We don't do great in the Miami area. So we're going to go into those areas, and we're going to win.
Key to the strategy will be a new marketing approach. In November, the Army awarded a new $4 billion contract to run its marketing and advertising program. Part of the contract will involve improved research and data analytics capabilities that the Army hopes to use to take a much more surgical approach to its recruiting efforts, tweaking its message slightly depending on the neighborhood where recruiters are operating. Townsend compared it to the sort of micro-targeting used by modern political campaigns.
If you are a politician, before you can go into any neighborhood, you will know who's for your party, who's for the other party. You know what streets are going to vote which way. You know what the themes and messages are that that neighborhood wants to hear. Our recruiters didn't know. No one's given them that information. They don't have the intel they need to succeed. So we're doing it brute force, cold calls, mass canvassing, right? We've got to make our recruiters better equipped, better armed to go do their job. Right the first time, right? So this market research and market analytics capabilities we're standing up. It's already, we've got a new contract at Headquarters Department of the Army, and now we're standing it up in USAREC, and it's going to go down to each of our recruiting brigades, and it will be able to give zip code, neighborhood level fidelity, and we're already seeing that with our pilot in Chicago, neighborhood level of fidelity about what these folks want to hear. Then we're tailoring that message. So if you go to Chicago now, you'll see billboards in this part of the city. The face is this face, and this is a message. And you go to a different part of the city, and there's a different face and a different message there, because we're trying to focus it on the population.
Currently, the Army has about 10,000 soldiers across the country who are dedicated to recruiting. Townsend says those numbers have been necessary up until now because the Army has felt a brute force method was necessary to achieve the sorts of recruiting numbers it needed. The new theory is that the service might be able to gain more recruits with fewer recruiters.
We've got to transform what is a 20th century industrial analog brute force recruiting model. 10,000 recruiters. That's what we have in the field, just under 10,000 recruiters today. We've got to evolve that into a 21st century high-tech digital talent acquisition model. I think that it is within our reach, if we do these reforms that we're talking about, that we could cut the recruiting force by 25%, 30%, maybe half. I don't know. I certainly think that we can make significant gains there.
After previous budgets that put it on a path to shrinking to 450,000 active duty soldiers, the Army's now trying to grow its force to 500,000 by 2024. Among the challenges, only about one-third of 18 to 24-year-old Americans meet the Army's physical standards, and within that group, only 17% are propensed to join any military service. But Townsend says that's largely because of a lack of understanding among the general population about what the military actually does.
We're developing digital solutions to engage the youth population and their key influencers on the benefits of service. When you ask the young folks, why aren't you propensed to serve? Why wouldn't you even consider it? They say, well, I don't really know anything about it. If you give them just a quick, about a 3-minute information brief on here's what your armed forces are, here's what they do for the country, here are the benefits of service, then that number jumps up by about double that are, oh, okay, well, I would at least consider it now, but so we've got to get that word out.
Part of that messaging includes a new advertising strategy. The Army has released 4 new TV commercials in the past several months. The first phase of the ad campaign, dubbed Warriors Wanted, emphasizes soldiers' high-end combat missions. But Townsend says the Army also knows it needs to diversify its marketing messages.
When I saw that first commercial, I said, sign me up right now. I'm ready to go for another 30. But it doesn't attract everybody. And there are folks who are interested in STEM and high tech and those kind of things. Cyber is a growth industry in all of our armed forces, very much so in our Army. And we're doing a lot of different things to attract folks into the cyber field. And we're being successful at that. But at the same time, it's growing. And we got to continue to be successful at attracting people into cyber. So the next series of commercials is going to be one that I hope will show some STEM type activity in it and technical fields, UAVs, aircraft repair, cyber, those kind of things. There are a lot of young people who are interested in that.
Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.